Physiology for Flight. This album contains five titles: Cockpit Lighting and Scanning, Hyperventilation, Hypoxia, Optical Illusions, and Spatial Disorientation. Cockpit Lighting and Scanning. Only a very small portion of your eye has the ability to send clear messages to the brain. Because of the fact that your eyes focus on only a narrow viewing area, effective scanning can only be accomplished with a series of short, regularly spaced eye movements that bring successive areas of the sky into the central viewing area of the retina. Each movement of your eyes should not exceed 10 degrees, and each area should be observed for at least 1 second to enable your eyes to detect a moving or contrasting object. For the best visual scanning, you should execute gentle banks at a frequency which permits continuous visual scanning of the airspace ahead and to the sides. These gentle banks should only be accomplished during climbs and descents, and in flight conditions which permit the visual detection of other traffic, such as in visual meteorological conditions. Dark adaptation is the process by which your vision becomes more sensitive to light. Dark adaptation can be achieved within 20 minutes under dim red cockpit lighting. After that, any exposure to white light, even for a few seconds, will seriously impair your night vision. Hyperventilation. Hyperventilation is a deficiency of carbon dioxide within the body and can be the result of rapid or extra deep breathing due to emotional tension, anxiety, or fear. Symptoms of hyperventilation will subside after the rate and depth of breathing are brought under control. Anxiety is an uneasiness over an impending or anticipated ill or a fearful concern. Hypoxia. Hypoxia is a state of oxygen deficiency and impairs functions of the brain and other organs. Headache, drowsiness, dizziness, and euphoria are all symptoms of hypoxia. Optical illusions. Various atmospheric and surface features encountered while landing may create the illusion of incorrect distance from or height above the landing runway. Some of the more common illusions are runway width illusion, runway and terrain slopes illusion, and atmospheric illusion. Runway width illusion. A narrower than usual runway can create the illusion that you are at a higher altitude than you actually are, causing you to fly and approach at a lower than normal altitude. A wider than usual runway will have the opposite effect. Runway and terrain slopes illusion. An upsloping runway or upsloping terrain can create the illusion that you are at a higher altitude than you actually are, while a downsloping runway will have the opposite effect. Atmospheric illusion. Atmospheric haze can create the illusion of being at a greater distance from the runway. Rain on the windshield can create an illusion of being at a greater height than you actually are. Failure to recognize these illusions will likely result in flying an approach at an altitude lower than what is considered safe. False horizon. False horizons can appear when you are not aligned correctly with the actual horizon. They can be caused by sloping cloud formations, by an obscured horizon, by a dark scene spread with ground lights and stars, or even by certain geometric patterns of ground lights. These false horizons put you in danger by disorientation and are best resolved by interpreting and trusting your flight instruments and by using the autopilot if available. Spatial disorientation. Instrument flight can generate illusions which are caused by the motion sensing system of your body, stimulated by the motion of the aircraft or by your head or body movement. The motion sensing system of your body is not capable of distinguishing between centrifugal force and gravity, nor can it detect small changes in velocity. Your biological motion sensing system may also produce false sensations, such as interpreting deceleration as a turn in one or another direction. These illusions and false sensations may lead to what is called spatial disorientation. The most common form of spatial disorientation is called the leans, resulting from a banked attitude which you do not immediately perceive. Abrupt correction of a banked attitude may stimulate the motion-sensing fluid of your inner ears, creating the sensation of banking in the opposite direction. As a result, you may roll the aircraft back to its original attitude until you think the aircraft is straight and level, or if level flight is maintained, you will still feel compelled to align your body with what you perceive as vertical. Neither of these inputs would produce the correct aircraft attitude. Your own motion sensing system may lead you to a false perception of the true vertical. For example, in a well-coordinated turn without visual reference, the only sensation you may feel is that of your body being pressed into the seat, which is the same as a sensation normally associated with a climb. As a result, you may falsely interpret the turn to be a climb. On the other hand, recovering from turns reduces pressure on the seat and may lead you to believe the aircraft is descending. Spatial disorientation is due to the normal function and limitations of the sense of balance, and for that reason can happen to anyone. It only becomes dangerous when you fail to suppress the false sensations. To conquer spatial disorientation, place complete reliance on the indications of the flight instruments. Eventually, as more and more instrument flight experience is acquired, the onset of spatial disorientation lessens. At the same time, trust in the flight instruments is built up. Inversion illusion can happen with an abrupt change from climb to straight and level flight. This can create the illusion of tumbling backwards. If you do not recognize this inversion illusion, you may push the aircraft abruptly into a nose-low attitude, possibly intensifying this illusion. Somatographic illusion is caused by a rapid acceleration during takeoff, creating the illusion of being in a nose-up attitude. If you are disoriented by this illusion, you may push the aircraft into a nose-low or dive attitude. Somatographic illusions are most likely to occur under conditions without external visual references.